Thank you very much. I'm going to kind of reverse the usual order of poetry readings and read a new poem first and then read things from my book. And then I'm also going to read some prose. But I wanted to get this out of my system right away, not just because it's a new poem, but because of your goofy weather. I just have to read something to get the snow in here. I can't believe what you're getting away with here. It's just not right. And I've brought the winter, I hope. This poem is called Coldness. Last night, the new snow lay glittering, shavings of mica, unreal, individual, more beautiful than snow, more cold. We'll take a walk in this, I thought. But you were already in bed asleep, the new humidifier whirred next to you in the dark. The room was wet as a petal. You lay curved under the blanket, scooping for warmth. I get cold, you told me one summer. I get colder than other people. It's from my childhood. And there was a story about a too-thin jacket and nobody believing you, and wind and disillusion. Afternoons you sat reading on the living room radiator. Some nights when I get in bed, you say out of your sleep, I'm cold. And I tell you the truth. Your skin is hot. You're not cold. Well, you're cold, you say, and fall asleep, sullen as a cube in a tray. I never did believe you got colder than other people. And when you said you were hungry the day we drove on the endless freeway, I told you to pretend you were eating a sandwich. When you're hungry, you said, we eat. I'm afraid of sympathy as if it were a collar tightening, but alone I see you. Your body last night was no more body than a curl of cold butter on a bread plate. It was hunched bitterly, silent with regret, alone in our bed. How beautiful, then, the accumulated privacies of your sleeping face. How glad I was that you slept and did not have to love the starry coldness I had planned for you. So I wouldn't really bring star. What is it, sir? Thank you. I really don't have any starry coldness planned for you. I'll leave you alone in your fool's paradise down here where it's so wonderful. I just love it.